You're listening to the See the Upside podcast, where we talk about overcoming obstacles, choosing positivity, and doing life a little better every day. I'm your podcast host, Nina Bleicher. On the show, we share real stories and speak with industry experts about how to expand and grow through difficult change. We don't always get to choose the challenges that show up in our life, but we do get to decide how we view them. In those hard moments, there are always beautiful invitations. That's what See the Upside podcast is all about. Navigating the hard moments, but then finding the opportunity to heal, grow, and connect. I'm so grateful you're here and can't wait to share these conversations with you. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the See the Upside podcast. Today on the show, we have Carolina Ayala, who is a holistic life coach and a pranic healer. And as you all know, I love all things energy, all things healing. She's got a big, beautiful smile on her face. I wish everybody could see her because her energy is just so positive. And I'm excited to dive into this topic of what is energy? How do we manage our own energy? How do we harness it to make it work for us? And just what is it? It's all around us. So welcome to the show, Carolina. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here.
Yes, I love it. Well, let's start. I always like to start and hear the story of how you got here, how you went down this road, and what has happened in your life that brought you to become a holistic life coach and energy healer and pranic healer.
Excellent. So long, long time ago, I used to work in an investment bank. And that's an amazing, I love it. I used to love what I used, the work itself. But I was not taking it really well. My physical body was getting sick. Emotionally, I was stressed all the time. Mentally, I couldn't stop thinking about the work. So I was so stressed all over. So I decided that I need a change in my life. So I moved from Venezuela. I'm originally from Venezuela to Boston to do an MBA program. I said, well, I'm not going to be working. I'm going to be studying. It's going to be a different place, different environment. My stress will go away. I got there. And it was a different scenario, but same person. So I have stress. I keep having all this overwhelming sensation. I don't know what to do with that. I finished my MBA program. I said, okay, life should not be like this. Should not be wake up, work, stress, and then go back to bed and wake up again and do the same. I said, I have to be more in life. I want to enjoy life. I want something different. So looking and looking, I met someone who now is a really good friend of mine, and he just asked me something. He says, have you ever meditated in your life? I say, no. Do you want to meditate? Yes. I don't know what was inside of me, but I said that yes so easily and so fast that then at night I was like, how come you said yes? You just meet this person. You don't even know what is the meditation about. You don't even know where you're going to go, and you just say yes. But there was something inside of me that I was looking. And then I went to the meditation and I have the best experience in my life. So that meditation was the meditation that we do in pranic healing that is called Twin Heart Meditation. It's a service meditation where you bless Mother Earth and you wish all the good wishes to everybody, right? And I feel it so close to my heart that I said, this is it. This is what I need to learn. So I learned about pranic healing. I become a certified healer. And then I said, everybody need to know about this. So I changed kind of careers into the holistic life coach to help people to improve their life through the knowledge of energy. And that's how I get here.
So what is pranic healing? What does that mean?
Pranic healing means healing with the use of prana. Prana means life force, meaning the energy that is all over the place, around us, inside us. So we have the power to heal at different levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, situation, relationship, prosperity. But we need to learn how to harvest that energy, how to use that energy to be able to empower ourselves. So that's what you do with pranic healing.
Where did it come from? Did it come from like a country or a religion, or what's the origin?
No, prana healing is not a religion. Prana healing is a technique that helps you to improve your life using energy. So you learn how to heal with your hands, non-touching technique, but also you learn other things about how you can harvest that energy with your thought form, with your intention, with your attitude, with all these things that we normally know, but we don't apply. So at the end, prana healing becomes a way of life because you start understanding life from the energy point of view.
So where do you start with your clients that you work with? Like, how do you explain energy, and where's the beginning point for someone who doesn't really live that way, who's like living how you used to live in the finance world, you know, just hasn't awakened yet to that?
Yeah. Normally I tell people that energy, there are principles in energy, right? Like laws and rules, right? Like everything in life, right? You have rules, right? Energetically speaking, one of the most simple rules is that energy follows your intention. So whatever you focus on, it will tend to magnify, multiply, and manifest. So that's the reason why, I don't know if you have noticed, that when you're happy, everything looks so good. Everything is easy. But when you are complaining or you're worried or you're having one of these difficult days, more things keep coming, more challenges come into your life. It's because we are energy and we attract whatever we are at that moment. So the first thing for you to understand is that you have the choice. You are the creator of your reality by learning how to cultivate that energy within you through your emotions, through your thought forms, through your decisions and your actions.
So how do you shift that if something difficult happens and you're having trouble? Because I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is when you don't feel good, you just don't feel good. And in the healing world and in modalities, there's kind of the advice, oh, you need to feel all your authentic feelings, but you also don't want to get stuck and stay there. So how do you do that if you're having a bad day? What would be a simple way to shift your energy?
Yeah, well, I always like to give the example of the gym, right? When you go to the gym, you go the first day to the gym, you're all excited. You go, you do your exercises, come back home. What happened? Nothing. You look at the mirror, no change, right? But next day you go again and you keep going and going and going until you see the results, right? You start feeling better, more energy, enthusiastic. Your muscles start showing up. You feel better at all levels, right? What is the key of success when you go to the gym? Constancy. Mm-hmm. Same thing happens energetically, but we forget about it, right? So what happens is that if you're having a difficult day, first you need to remember you have the choice to cultivate what? Are you going to focus on the problem or are you going to focus on the solution? So once you understand that you have the choice, you say, okay, this is a difficult situation. Then how do you start looking at that in a way for you to shift? Instead of seeing it as a problem, you say, what do I need to learn from this? What is the lesson? What can I be grateful for in this situation? Because even in the worst situation, you have to be grateful that you are learning what not to do. I know that I will not do it again, right? But there are certain things that you have to start shifting your focus. That's the first thing that we need to work on, all of us, right? Because the tendency for us is to focus on the negative. Why? Because we learned that. When you made a mistake, big deal. But when you do something good, you take it for granted and keep moving, right? Those are things that we need to change. We need to start celebrating more the good things that we do during the day. So we start balancing that energy and we start learning, because it's a learnable skill. You have to learn to be happy. You need to learn to be grateful. But it's about practice. So when a difficulty comes your way, first, it's not you. It's a situation, right? That way, you put it in some way away from you. So you are able to see it with clarity. Because if you allow that to be you, that's it. You are down. You feel frustrated, blocked, and you say, I don't know what to do. Because you are becoming that situation. So it's about perspective.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, there's a lot that you said in there that I want to comment on. One is allowing ourselves to be happy. Because I think, like you said, we weren't really raised or taught how to do that. It was more our culture. And I don't know what it's like in Venezuela. Maybe it's just the human condition that we are so focused on the mistakes, on the problems, and we react to them. We don't allow ourselves to sit with whatever's happening and think about, what does this really mean? What is it telling me? Where is that guiding me? And I've really tried personally to do that. And you can start with little things. You can start with, you know, maybe like a problem at work. Like, I work in an industry where we have a lot of supply chain issues. So for example, if I can't get a product for a customer and they're desperate and they're freaking out and, you know, and I'm upset that we can't supply it for them, well, what is the good in this? The good is I get to try to find a creative solution. I get to try to create value for them by showing up for them and listening to them talk about it, and then think of creative ideas that may end up being a better solution anyway. We may look at another product that ends up costing less and being easier for them to use or something. So, you know, it doesn't always work out that way, but I think coming in with that attitude changes your ability to solve the problem too. Because if you just catastrophize everything, you know, like you said, with energy, you just sort of spiral and you can't even think clearly. You can't, you're just emoting, you're not solving. So,
yeah. So in that, always, I like to tell to my clients to think, are you creating your reality or you are reacting to a situation? Because it's totally different, the energy that you come with. If you just react, most of the time we see the problem, how come this is happening? And you get involved into that energy and that energy drains you. If you have no energy, solution is very difficult for you to achieve the solution, to find clarity. But if you come with a, let's create a new solution. How can I help this person? At least let me listen to what they have to say. You expand and then solution will come your way because you have more energy.
Well, and I like what you said too, that we have to sort of disengage ourselves and not enmesh ourselves into the problem, that, you know, we have to take a minute and breathe and notice, what about this can I control? Mm-hmm. You know, because often we spiral and get upset and it's not even something we can do anything about. And getting upset doesn't really bring us anywhere different. It just, we're upset and the problem is still there. But all of this requires huge consciousness and awareness and slowing down, you know, and it's, I think most people probably don't go through life doing that. And they have to get to an awakening moment like you did, or like I did when I went through my divorce, where they just become more conscious and you make the conscious decision of, I want to be happier. What are the shifts I can make? And hopefully, you know, thinking about energy and self-awareness and everything helps bring them there.
Yeah, totally, totally. And the goal should be that this happened without you having to suffer a difficult situation in your life, right? So that's the invitation to start to become more aware of what you do, why you're doing it. What is the intention behind, right? Because if you understand that, then that moment of awareness, you can decide, this is what I want in my life, yes or no. So if it's yes, continue doing it. If it's not, you have to stop, readjust, and take a different action.
Yeah.
To get the result that you want.
Well, it's all a journey and a learning process, being open. We're not going to get it right every time. And I think that's one of the things about being on a personal growth journey that you really learn is you don't master anything. You just continue growing and expanding, right? Like, and I'm a Virgo, I'm a firstborn. I talk about this all the time. Like, I want to get an A, I'm an Enneagram 3. Like, I want to be successful. I want to be achiever. I want to get it right. And, but that's kind of my biggest lesson, I think, on earth, is to learn to let go And to just allow things to not be perfect, allow myself to learn, allow myself to fail. And that's how you grow and expand. But it's really hard.
I know. I always tell my clients that we are like an onion, right? You start working in something that you need to improve. One layer comes out and then another layer come up. You say, but I was working on this. How come? Because you need to go deeper, right? Until you understand the reason why you are doing what you are doing. It's really good that you want to be successful, that you want to be the number one. But what is behind that? It's because you want to be happy, that brings you happiness, you are going to be better for your family, or it's just because you are comparing yourself with other people. The energy is totally different.
Yeah.
Because the competition should be with yourself. You have to become the best version of yourself every day. So when you look out and you're saying, oh, well, this person has this and this. No. Not helping you. You can have role models, but you cannot compare yourself because different people are in a different path, a different process.
Well, and I think outside achievements or success or material things, they're never enough. You know, you never have enough. Like there's always something else that you need or want right behind it. So that again goes back to that alignment of learning to be happy here in the moment, in the imperfect, on the journey, on the way to your goals, you know, not once you get there. Because once you get to wherever you're trying to get, there's another goal or thing that you need to get that causes that unsettled, you know, unfulfilled place until you learn to find fulfillment in here, in the moment.
Yes. And that's so powerful. And we know it, but we don't practice enough, right? Sometimes we focus too much on the past, on too much on the future, but we don't focus on the now. And that's where we can create the future. Learning from the past, we can move forward, but today. And so many times people is, but I want to be, I'm going to be happy when this happened, or I will feel good when this is happening. So sometimes we focus too much on the goal instead of the journey. In the journey is when you learn and you adjust, right? The
goal is there,
but you have to keep moving forward.
Well, it's interesting because when we talk about the past and being stuck in the past, it's interesting because I used to be so analytical about how I could have done better, like really trying hard to find the lesson in all of the, you know, so-called mistakes that I've made in life or the directions that maybe things didn't turn out the way I wanted them to. But I've tried to really guide myself back to this place where we have to trust that we did the absolute best that we could with what the knowledge that we had in that moment. So I've really shifted that narrative away from the self-criticism of, gosh, I should have done better. Why didn't I know this? To compassion and realizing I did the best that I could. I showed up in the very best way that I knew how in that moment. And I didn't know what I know now, because in that moment, I would have chosen differently if I'd have had that information. So, you know, and that sort of allows you to let go a little bit.
And that's the shift that we are looking for, right? To be able to improve in any area of your life, because the relationship that you have with yourself is the most important relationship.
Yeah.
So sometimes we are our worst critic. We tell things to ourselves that you will never tell to somebody else. And that has to change. And that's when the compassion comes. So you are using your heart chakra, upper beautiful energies like love, compassion, honesty, generosity, instead of going lower vibration, which is jealousy, criticism, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this. So it's totally different energy that you are moving through life. So the goal is to go to those upper vibrations that help you empower yourself and to understand that we make mistakes, we learn from the mistake, and you keep moving forward.
But you know, one thing I've noticed about energy awareness is we're not always in that positive state. Like the goal isn't, I mean, the goal, yes, maybe is to be there all the time, but I don't, we're humans. Like, I don't think that's really possible. Yeah. So I think I've had to learn that it's okay to dip, to feel jealous, to feel angry, to feel frustrated. But what I've noticed as I've been, you know, doing personal growth and kind of on my journey is I guide myself back faster, that I've found the things and the ways that work for me to realign quicker.
Yes, it's true. Look, we all have challenges. We all have good days, not such a good days. But the most important thing is that when you realize that you're getting out of that balanced state for you, you have to find the tools that work for you. Call it meditation, gratitude, exercise, affirmation, breathing, physical exercise, anything that you can do to go back to that place of inner peace, tranquility, happiness, joy. Because it's normal. We are going to go out of that path because life happens. And you're going to have triggers. But the important thing that you know, and you say, this is not what I want. This is, let me go back to this state of positive, being positive, being generous. But you have to be aware. That's the shift. Because once you experience living a life when you are happy, fulfilled, generous, full of abundance and prosperity, when you get out, you feel it really quickly. So you start looking for the tools. You say, I haven't done my meditation, I haven't done this and that. Mm. Let me go back to my track, constancy of repeating the things that make me feel good so I can go back.
And going back to that, peeling back the layers, I think when we go to those places of anger and frustration or disappointment, whatever it is, it's pausing and peeling back the layer of what's really going on here. Because usually there's something, a need not being met, or sometimes it's an old story and it's just an old thing that is a trigger that isn't even valid anymore. So you might be in a relationship with someone and, you know, something happens that causes this huge reaction where you get upset. But it's really about your last relationship ended related to something. I'm not explaining this well. I should probably use a tangible example. But let's say you were cheated on in your marriage and you got divorced. And then in your new relationship, your boyfriend, you know, doesn't text you enough. And so you start get assuming that they're cheating. And that's where you can kind of settle into what's really going on here. What am I afraid of? Where you can start having the conversation and say, hey, you know, this is triggering, or just self-soothing too, and deciding to trust and know that this is a different person. It's not likely that it's the same situation going on. But those trauma stories are deep and they're strong and they're powerful and emotional. And it's really, really tough. I mean, you have to stop and breathe and listen and pay attention and understand them, because otherwise you're reacting
and you're acting out of those emotions of fear, insecurities, worries, inner irritation, instead of acting from love and communication and let's talk about it. Let's find a solution, right? That's what I mean also about the intention. Sometimes or belief or programs, past experiences, emotions, we lead the way.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to catch those moments and say, no. I want to lead my life out of love, out of compassion, out of honesty, generosity. You have to choose.
Yeah.
So
it is a choice.
Moment,
yeah.
It is a choice, but that's the moment when you realize you're like, and the more you practice, that shift will come automatically for you. But at the beginning, it's really hard. Because you realize, and then you say, now what? Right? Now what? Now you work on yourself, as you say, right? What do I really want? This is not the same person. Let me give the opportunity. Let me see this situation from a different point of view. Instead of fighting, let me ask first what is happening. Do not assume. That's the worst thing that you can do.
Well, and an emotion isn't a truth. It isn't a fact. It's a reaction to something. So you can always ask yourself, what do I know is true? And why am I reacting this way? You know, it could be for a reason, like we're saying, an old story or something that maybe at some point protected you and was valid and important.
But maybe not anymore, right?
Right.
And that's the self-knowledge that you need to keep building up. So sometimes I tell people, like, emotions are like the phone, right? When the phone rings, right, you look and you say, oh, is this person, can I talk to this person right now? Yes, you answer. No, you send it to the voice message, right? Or don't answer the phone. Same thing happened with your emotions. Every emotion that you feel doesn't mean that you have to act upon that.
Yes.
The positive one, go for it and enjoy and do it. But those ones that are towards the negative, check it out. See if that's a message that you really want to receive, because it's like an alarm. It's for you to say, in the past, something happened, be alert. But now you have to say, I'm in the same situation. Should I react to this emotion, yes or no? Or how can I react to this emotion in a better way?
Yeah. So how do we manage our energy with other people? Because it's one thing to manage, and it's a big thing to manage our own energy, but what about in our relationships, if we're in a romantic relationship or with our kids or with our parents or, you know, family members? What's your advice for that?
Yeah, well, every time that we have an interaction, right, any kind of relationship, we exchange energy, right? So my energy will affect the environment, and the energy of the environment will affect my energy. So my goal is to be as strong as possible so the environment will not affect me. By environment, I say other people, physical places, you know, because sometimes, have you noticed sometimes you go to a place and you say, I don't know what happened, I don't like it. It's the energy place, right? That energy is affecting you. But if you have a strong energy, you cultivate your energy in a way that you are full of light, full of love, full of life. Then wherever you go, you will not feel that friction, right? That's what happened with relationship. If you are vibrating higher, meaning from love, understanding, compassion, generosity, and then there is a person who is coming from a lower emotion, let's say jealousy, fear, worry, criticism, of course there is a friction because there are different levels of energy, right? So that's the way that you can deal with different relationships, right? When you are high, you can pull the other person high into that emotion. That's why, I don't know, there is a saying that says, be the light wherever you go, right? Because when you are so happy, people want to be happy. You know, people want to be with you. So you affect them in a way that they will grow and be better, right? So that happened, for example, with kids or with close family. Those are the ones who knows you and push your buttons, right? And then you're... But at that moment, you need to realize and say, should I react to this? How? How can I react out of love? Instead of frustration or, oh my goodness, how come this is happening, right? Because there are two different energies. Whatever energy support your action, that's the result that you're going to get. If it's a positive emotion, you get magnificent results. If it's a emotion of lower vibration, then you get more difficulties. That's when things escalate. People start screaming, drama, this and that. Why? Because you lower your vibration and you go there. The goal is to bring the people up. So that's why love is what heals. You have to try to be loving and kind all the time. Not all the time is possible, I know, but you try your best.
Well, I think too, you know, it's interesting because in my marriage with my husband, I would always allow, and I say allow because I did allow him to set the tone and the energy. So if he would come home from work, and it's probably not uncommon for that to be the case where, you know, the husband comes home and if he's excited and happy, then everybody's happy and excited. But if they're stressed and angry and bringing in, you know, frustration, we all would take that on and it would, you know, we would match it. And now I've become more aware of that, but it's hard when you're an empathetic person because we either match and allow it to affect us, or we take it on as our responsibility to bring someone up. And it's not really our job to do that. Like, I think we can emanate our own energy, but it's not our job to like convert someone, you know?
No, it's not your job.
Yeah.
Your job is to be as happy as possible. So that will emanate from you and will help the other person to reach up to that energy. But if you go and you allow that energy to affect you, then you are also cranky, you are complaining, you are short in temper, you are reacting. The key is to be aware. Is what I want? I'm going to allow this into my life, yes or no? It's practice, a lot of practice. And sometimes we don't get it. And then, well, tomorrow will be a new opportunity to try again.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, just becoming aware is the key. Like, that's really the starting point, is just start paying attention. Start paying attention to when you feel good. What is it that's making you feel good? So you can start doing those things more. And paying attention to when you don't feel good, are there things you can disengage from that are stimulating that, or that are, you know, just ways that you can shift that?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. So what kind of tools do you like? We talked about meditation, exercise, journaling, all of those. Like, where would someone start if they're looking to kind of become more conscious of their energy?
If you're looking to become more aware, I would recommend people to do journaling, but I recommend people to do what I call a positive journal.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, as many people write down all the things that happen during the day, most of the time, the negative one, right? We don't want to do that. What I want you is to write down all the good things that happen to you, anything that make you smile, anything that make you feel good, any positive thing during the day. Why? Because when you do that, then you keep doing it over and over and over. You start realizing that there are more goodness in your life than negative situations. So you start shifting the energy to look more for that. So you become almost like, you know, looking for positive ways to improve your day, right? So even though a difficulty, you say, but I'm grateful because of this. Oh, I'm so happy because this happened and I realized this. So you start shifting slowly into focusing on celebrating the good things in your life instead of focusing on the thing that didn't go well. And then you start becoming aware, because at the beginning, this is what is going to happen. You say, I'm going to start my journal. You sit down, first day, nothing comes to you. You say, I don't know. I have no idea. Or maybe you write down one, two things, the general things. Oh, I'm alive. That makes me happy. I have a family. That makes me happy. My kids are well. That makes me happy, right? But the more you practice, the deeper it will go. And then you will start realizing what really makes you happy. You're going to be aware what things empower you the most. And those are the things that you can start doing more.
Yeah, I love that. What about manifesting? How does that work with energy? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in manifesting, I wrote a book. It's called It Is a Piece of Cake, which is 7 steps for you to manifest anything that you want in your life, right? So I try to make it simple, like a recipe, right? Like a cooking recipe, because if in life we are able to replicate success when we cook, right? If I give you a cookie recipe and you follow, you will get success, right? You will get the cookie. So how come we cannot do the same in other areas of our life, right?
Yeah, how come?
How come? That's what happened, right? Because
I want to know.
Yeah, because I think that the first step, and that's one of the things that I explain in the book, is to have clarity. Many people, they say, I want something, but they don't really know what that means for them. For example, I want to be happy. But how does that look like for you? What is happiness for you? For some people, happiness is a husband or a partner, you know, a significant other, to have kids. For other people, happiness is to have this amount of money or this amount of wealth. For some people, happiness is to feel good physically. But you have to understand what is happiness for you. Because when we say, I want to be happy, it's different for me than it's different for you. So how can you achieve something if you don't know what you want to do?
Yeah.
So that's why at the beginning, starting, you are setting yourself for failure. Because you don't really know. You cannot measure this that you say, I want, right?
Mm.
So the first thing for you is to find clarity. Whatever it is that you want, my recommendations, for example, you say, I want to be happy. And then you do at least 5 bullet points. How that will look like for me? Oh, I don't know, that I work this many hours a day, that I have time to spend with my family, that I travel a lot, that anything, whatever it is for you, important. And then with that, you say, aha, that's what I want. And then we start working on that. Once you have the clarity, then start the vision part. How I'm going to get there? Daydream about it. Because everything is created 2 times. First, energetically, meaning when you think about it, when you dream about it, when you visualize it, and then it will physicalize. Then it will happen. But how can you visualize something if you don't know what you want? Too difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sometimes we get too general. Oh, I want a family. Well, what is a family for you? 1 kid, 2 kids, no kids, pets, no pets, partner, alone. What is family for you, right? So once you understand what that is for you, now you can start visualizing that. You make it as beautiful as you want. Because now you start, the clarity, you start creating, putting form into that.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah,
it's fun really to fun. Daydream and think about that.
We forget about it because now we are adults. So it's not okay to daydream. It's not okay to dream about things, no? Because we are adults. We have to be more like kids, right? That we celebrate everything. Everything is a big deal, right? We dream about becoming something, right? And that's the invitation to go back to that energy because that's the energy of manifestation, not obstacles.
Well, and that anything is possible. I think that's something that we really let go of at some point in life that we say, well, we can't because of this, or that's not possible because of this. And really, anything is possible. We know this. We've seen it.
If you can think about it, if you can dream about it, it's possible.
Well, and I believe if you dream about it, that vision or need or desire was placed there for a reason. It's a divine calling for you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of your job to navigate and kind of co-create it into existence, right? Like we don't do all the work. I think it's a combination of allowing it to come into your life, opening up to it, but also putting yourself in the situations where it can actually happen. I mean, you can't just go, I want to, be on a TV show sitcom and then sit home and watch TV. Like you have to go out and do things that create that opportunity for you.
Totally, totally. That's one of the steps. Step number 6 is to take action because sometimes we do all the energy work, but you don't take action.
Yeah.
So how things are going to happen? You need to take the right action.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is an action, sometimes to stop something that you are doing.
Mm.
Because sometimes we get so used to certain habits that's what is blocking your prosperity, your manifestation, your success in life, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we need or to add an action or remove an action.
So what have been some of the biggest challenges for you on this journey for yourself?
I think that one of the biggest challenges is not giving up on myself. Because sometimes you think that because you are working on it, you are putting your effort, and you are doing what you're supposed to do, every life will be easy, not challenged at all. And that's not real, because we learn through the challenges. So sometimes I used to have this idea that because I was working with the energy, I was doing everything that I was supposed to do, I was meditating, life will be easy peasy, no challenge at all. Until I realized that I learned from the challenges. That's what made me stronger. That's what made me use the tools in the right way, right? Because one thing is that you know, but another thing is that you apply. Because we know many things. But how much of that knowledge do you really apply into your life? So that understanding, sometimes still I'm like, oh, yes, that's what happened. I know that, but I didn't really apply it.
Yeah.
But that's a challenge, but that's part of the journey. And that's when you get, okay, now next time, if I have the same opportunity, this is what I'm going to do. So you start projecting that energy for the future because you learned the lesson in some way.
Yeah. Well, and it's realizing that sometimes what we think we want isn't what we're supposed to have, I guess, or the way we're supposed to get it maybe, or something, you know, and being okay with things. Cause you know, again, I'm a Virgo firstborn. Like I like a plan. I like to know the destination and the goal. And I have a vision of what that is. And the things we want can happen, but sometimes they just come in a totally different way. And almost always 10 times better than what we wanted and envisioned. Mm-hmm. But God, I hang on to that vision that I had for way too long. And I go through a lot of suffering and disappointment from that, from not being able to let go. And that's kind of been a big one for me, is learning how to let go of the way I think things are supposed to look. And then I think also, and we kind of touched on this earlier, trying to figure out the difference between when we're supposed to work, do an effort and go, mm-hmm. and when we're supposed to sit back and allow it to arrive. And I still haven't totally figured out how to balance that, but I'm trying.
I think that that's a daily job that keeps evolving. The more there are certain situations when you already know I need to let go or I need to put more effort, but there are other new situations that you have to play with that.
Yeah.
Going forward until you feel, for me, this is what happened. I know when, because I get this inner peace inside of me that says, like, that's the way. It's like, and that's what I get after, because that's one of the benefits of the meditation. You start getting clarity and that inner peace. You know what is that feeling of when you know that you are in the right way, in the right path.
Yeah.
So you start doing something and you have start feeling that sensation. You say, mm-mm. Until you change gears and then you feel the flow and you say, this is it, right?
Yeah.
Plus, it's like a game. You need to know when to pull, when to stop, but it's personal. Mm. Each one of us will have a different way to do the same thing.
Yeah, and it's paying attention to your intuition, I think. Yeah, just exactly what you're saying. Oh, I love all of this. Well, tell me what books are you reading these days? We've talked about your book. It's a piece of cake. We'll have the link for that in the show notes for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Right now I'm reading a book that is called Chop Wood, Carry Water.
Oh, Chop Wood, Carry Water. Okay.
Yeah. By Joshua.
Never heard of that.
Very good. It's how to fall in love with the process of becoming great. So it's a really nice story about a guy who goes to a monastery and he thinks that he's going to get it all the first day. And then he realized that it's about what you do day in and day out. It's very good, especially, you know, to realize that sometimes the biggest blockage in our path is ourselves. We are the one who blockage the progress.
Oh, I think it always is, actually.
Yeah, but they show in such an amazing way. Yes. Such a book is really, really, really good.
Oh, good.
And right now I'm reading one that is called The Art of Abundance. So how to attract abundance into your life. It's about the principle of energy, like law of attraction, how important it is that what you think you become, how you allow. So that one in the middle. But so far, so good. Very, very good.
Oh, I hadn't heard of either one of these. So I'm excited to check them out. Some good new books for me. What about music? What's on your Spotify playlist or what are you listening to these days?
I'm not such a music person, right? But I have a couple of things that I listen over and over. And it's so funny because one of the things that I listen every day are a couple of kids' songs. Right, there is one that I use for self-healing that is called Every Little Cell of My Body is Happy. So it's a really catchy song, and it's so funny because it's kind of like instruction to your body to heal. So it's like a song that you repeat, that your body's happy, that your body's well, that every cell of your body's healthy and that kind of stuff. And then I start playing around. I put whatever it is that I want to manifest. So every little cell of my body is full of joy, right? So you start playing with that.
It could be like a meditation song almost, right?
Exactly. And then I like other songs, like kids' songs that have a really nice message of empowerment. Like, I will never give up. I will try over and over until I get there. Or there is one that is about imagination, that if you can dream about it, it can happen. So I got those in between things and listening to that, but I'm not such a music person. I can be in silence and I love it. So that's
probably good. Yeah, it's healthy. Good for meditation for sure.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you? What's the best way to follow you and reach you?
You can find me on social media, or you can go to my website, carolinaayala.com.
Okay. And we'll have all of those links on there. So you're on Instagram and Facebook, I take it? Okay.
LinkedIn, yes.
And LinkedIn. Okay. Perfect. We'll have all those links in there. If there was one thing that you could leave everybody with, if you had one takeaway for everybody who's listening, what would you tell them? What would you want them to take away from our conversation today?
Let's see. Okay. Energy follows your intention. So intention transforms your life, but attention energizes. So be aware what you're putting attention on, because that's what you are bringing into your life.
Really good. Very simple. It's a nice way to start, right? Just start paying attention to what you're giving attention to.
Yes.
It's really good.
That's what you're bringing into your life, because you keep energizing. So you make it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
So attention, you have to pay attention to the right things.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yes to that. Well, thank you so much, Carolina. Your energy is so good. It's positive. I'm soaking it in today. It's really good.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for joining today's episode of See the Upside podcast. For more details about today's guest and show notes and links, visit our website at seetheupside.com. You can find us on Instagram at see.theupside and Facebook at seetheupside. If you love today's show, please spread the light by giving us a rating or sharing it with a friend. We appreciate you so much and love sharing the positivity with anyone who could be inspired by it. We're all on a beautiful journey, and it's so much more fun doing it together and sharing our stories with each other along the way. Can't wait till next time.